Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A little disclosure for you. I wrote about two sermons, started about two sermons this week trying to get at this text, our first lesson from Jeremiah, and was coming up short. And I think it's kind of ironic or revealing maybe that earlier, especially in my teenage years and through college, as I discerned my call to ministry, I had concerns of shepherding for Sundays such as this. And you just have no words to share. It's a tall order to be a shepherd up front here and feel like you at times don't know where to lead or where to go with it. But that's not wholly true. I do have a few reflections and thoughts that I would share with you here this Sunday, if you will indulge me. Now, Jeremiah, in his reading, and our first lesson for this week, talks about and brings up these woes to the shepherds of his day. Jeremiah prophesied in a time of conquering and defeat, but also a time, an interlude, if you will, in between defeats. You see, the Babylonians came through in the early, I believe it was 6th century BC, and defeated the Israelites in battle. And first they just hauled off the king and his court, but left most people in the land. And at this time, Jeremiah prophesied. He stood up and said, we need to repent. We need to return to the Lord, worship Yahweh alone, the God of our ancestor Abraham, and no one else. And we must be good to the widows, the foreigners, the orphans in our midst. For this is the way of righteousness that God has called us to. Instead of heeding that, Jeremiah was persecuted, rebuked, beaten, whipped. Didn't go well for him. As prophets go, Jeremiah kind of had a raw deal of things. And instead, the shepherds that he speaks these woes to stood up and said, God is with us. What we do will always be right and will be protected by the God of our ancestor. So what if we do evil? So what if we turn away? So what if we do not live humbly, but instead pridefully? So what if leaders boast and, you know, live their lives and lead in arrogant ways, thinking that they will never be defeated, right? Not listening to others. So what if we hang our hats on lies and mistruths and all this sort of thing? God is with us. Sure, they took our king, but we're good now. So we do not need to repent. Well, lo and behold, they probably should have. The Babylonians came back and went much worse the second time around. The Israelites were soundly defeated. The temple that the Lord had commanded Solomon to build was torn down. And they were hauled off to exile for generations. It did not go well for them. Now, I think this text now as much as ever calls us to the realities that we need good leaders. Leadership matters, and we need good leaders in our churches, in our schools, in our businesses, in our governments, in our armies, all that. They didn't have that back then. There were shepherds who destroyed and scattered the sheep of God's pasture. So the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, says, it is you who have scattered my flock and you who have driven them away. And you have not attended to them. It's a tall order to be a leader in any day and age, for much is expected of those who lead. So our leaders are called through the text of Jeremiah by the prophet himself. Lead well. lead well. I don't know about you, but I don't always trust other sinners to lead well. It sometimes seems like a false hope or a false expectation. Sometimes people get it right. Oftentimes we do not. We all have our faults. We're all born into the fallenness of humanity. At one point or another, we all will come up short. But the good news of our text is it says, I will raise up shepherds. This is God speaking, by the way. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them. And they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. Where we cannot do it on our own, God makes a way. Our need for leaders to lead well is not a call that we just go to school more and do things right and hope for the best, vote better, write better laws. I mean, all those things help. But we need God's assistance. God to intercede on our behalf, to compel us to lead better than we would on our own. To dislodge our leaders from their own pride, their own selfishness, all that stuff that's part and parcel of being human. And to go in the way that God leads and to follow God's example. But it gets even better yet. Jeremiah prophesied, the days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. And he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. Jeremiah promised that God would send one, this Messiah, who would lead better than the rest of us can. For all of our leadership is tainted by sin, but the leadership of Jesus Christ never is and never will be. The leadership of Christ rises above all the muck of this world, all the sins that taint us and hold us back. It makes for a new reality, a new heaven and a new earth that supersedes the fallenness of this one. That the promise of that new heaven and new earth comes to us through the leadership of Jesus Christ, this righteous branch, the family of David. The one who served and led, not by conquering and killing, but by suffering and dying on our behalf. The one who lived in eternal, unconditional love for the whole world and still continues to lead in that way, so that we might look to a better way than we can come up with on our own. We can look to a better shepherd, the good shepherd, who will never fail, never be corrupted, never lead out of self-interest, but always in love, starting with the least of us to the greatest. And there is good news, for we can always come back to this good shepherd who will never lead the sheep astray, who will always keep us in the fold and protect us from the wolves. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.